If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Nerdy. God, that makes me happy every flipping time we play it. Yes, it is the segment, the country around, the whole country. I don't even know what we're saying about this. The nationally famous segment hosted by me, Hannah Stanley, here on WGN Radio. Talk nerdy to me. Nerdy.
I'm so excited. Did you just whisper nerdy?
Nerdy? I'm so nerdy. No, so here's what's cool. So I was talking, this is several weeks ago, I was talking to somebody about how I really, like, I've always been really a space nerd. I've really enjoyed space. I've thought that this was so cool. I needed to get somebody on to talk about the space program, or, and this is really before the Apollo 11 anniversary gained any sort of traction. Nobody was talking about this yet. And so it was one of those things where you sort of put it in the universe, and then the universe goes, here's your guest on a silver platter. So I'm at the community pool talking with this, like, the mom of a kid that I adore. And all of a sudden she's like, well, my sister worked for NASA and she hosts the podcast. And I was like, yes, please. And now Beth Mund is here in studio with me. Beth,
Hannah.
Welcome to WGN Radio.
It is a beautiful night to talk space. Have you seen the moon?
Isn't it?
It's full.
Yes.
It's big.
Is it a full moon?
Yes.
Because I asked Siri and it said it was like waxing into its like nebulous something. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but I got somebody who does. So Beth Mund, and let me explain this, people. She hosts a podcast called Casual Space. The space being the part that we want to hit most in that title, Casual Space. You can find it where greater podcasts are downloaded. You can also find it at bethmund.com, because it links to it, which is BETH, like normal Beth is spelled. Mund, M-U-N-D.
Like Monday, but with a
U-N-D. And no A-Y.
Monday.
Happy, oh, see, she's a broadcast professional. So Beth not only was convenient because she's local, but you full-on worked for the Johnson Space Center.
Civil servant sworn in.
Really?
At NASA. Yes.
And with a voice like that, you were the voice of NASA.
There are others who are the voice of NASA, especially during mission, during mm-hmm. those launches. You are hearing professionals who have studied and reviewed, and they know every second of every minute. I did not do that.
Okay.
But I was the representative of the Johnson Space Center, and then later, the International Space Station Program. That thing.
Oh, girl, we have so much to talk about. And
it's
by the
so
way,
exciting.
It
I
is.
Know.
And we, I don't want to undermine our talk, because we're jumping right into this. But after the midnight hour, we are going to be talking with Ricky Geezer about.
I met Ricky.
Bees. Isn't he delightful?
Did you know that bees have flown in space?
You know, I actually did know that.
Yeah. Among with many other critters.
Not also a monkey.
A monkey.
Yes.
A dog.
But a monkey who rides a dog
Bugs.
In a cowboy outfit. Yeah, that's at the McHenry County Fair. Fun sponsors
probably.
Of our news. Yes. So we've got a full moon tonight.
Yeah.
Which is,
it's
I wish
gorgeous.
It was a few days later, because it would be on the 50th
Perfect.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
So this is, we talked about this briefly on the phone, and I want to try to say this more efficiently than I did with you earlier.
Say it.
Because what is fascinating to me is that when we landed on the moon 50 years ago, I was not alive, you were not alive.
I wasn't.
No.
Gosh, I wish I was.
Dagnabbit.
I really do.
Well, I'm okay not being 50 yet. I'm getting there. But it was, the entire world was watching,
yes.
and it was magical, and people didn't believe it, and there's still people who don't believe it, but it took computers larger than buildings to get these, and women working behind the scenes, and there's movies about them as well.
Yeah.
To get this done, now we walk around with these computers that are more powerful in our pocket.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. But now for a society that has such a attitude about what's going on in space, all of a sudden we're like, wait a second, we should really celebrate this 50th anniversary because this was a big deal.
It's historic. And I don't think we could do it again today. A lot of people. Well, here's why. There's many, many reasons. I can go in either direction. There's money, there's resources, there's congressional support, there's public opinion. All of those things matter. But truly, could we take the computers? And they have actually done this. They have started up one of the GNC, Guidance and Navigation Control units, and they've restored it and restarted it. And it is really authentic, is a great word. And so when you talk about what would it take to go back, we've got new technology, we've got new things to go see and find and do. So that's really inspirational, I think. But I also believe that the original reason we went was twofold, and you can choose what you'd like to believe. Mm-hmm. Everyone can choose. It was either a threat, mm-hmm. and we were in a space race.
Sure.
And this was purely a defense, and we had to beat the Russians, and Sputnik was looming ever present over us, and we were in a race to win it. Mm-hmm. And I'm super, when I think about our landing on the moon, I think the latter, which is this, that we went to not only accomplish going, but for the science, and because we could, and because we're explorers. And so it's a combination truly of both, but nobody wants to live as President Johnson said, under a Soviet moon. So we wanted to get there first. So we did. And I'm so patriotic when I think about that. But could we do it again today? We are. The NASA has challenged us, and Vice President has challenged us to do that within 5 years. But the public support has to filter into congressional support and funding as well.
Because we need the money.
Yes, you need money to go to space. It costs a lot of money to
go. And the budget for NASA
has not yet been approved to go to the moon.
Okay.
The directive is there, and NASA recently had a shakeup. And they put certain people in place to support this mission. And it's bold and it's big and it's super exciting. And it's time we went back. But it cost money to go. Mm-hmm. The public, you and I, are in charge of NASA. We tell NASA where to go. Congress ultimately gives NASA the green light to go do their projects and do their and support their budgets. And then we do it, which is sometimes very difficult to say. Do we explore planets and things on Saturn and the moons of Enceladus and all the things that we want to do? Mm-hmm. Do we continue a deep space research system that the whole world can use at some point? And we do. Do we continue to support the International Space Station of people who are currently living and have been for 20 years on space, in space, achieving great things and learning how we can move beyond low Earth orbit? Or do we go back to the moon? Or do we go to Mars? You can't do it all.
All right. So why do we want to go back to the moon? What's the science that we're seeking to practice, to try, to research?
Tang.
Okay, good.
We missed Tang.
Obviously, it's hard to find. It's on a lower shelf now. Although you were so nice, you brought me astronaut ice cream.
Let's get it.
Okay, we're totally going to hit that later.
There's three flavors. You know?
Neapolitan.
We want to go back to the moon for many reasons. There has been so many things we find on the moon. We can mine the moon for materials like to help us in propulsion systems. We can mine the moon and use it like a gas station.
Okay.
You can literally take materials from the moon that already exist, combine them, and now you have fuel from the moon. So you don't have to go out and get it all the way back
to Earth. We're fracking the moon.
Kind of. You can. Okay. Why not? It's there in abundance. The moon has a lot more than you think. Obviously, it doesn't have life, but the moon is also a place where we can hold, please, because propulsion takes a lot of our energy and our resources and our money. So from us just to get off the Earth, it's huge. just getting into low Earth orbit. We want to go beyond that. And the moon is the perfect practice ground to do that because Mars is pretty darn far. If we master living in low Earth orbit first, baby steps, International Space Station, then we have a permanent lunar outpost where we do know what it takes to survive radiation, long-term space exposure, and how to live without anything. There's no trees. There's no water. There's the, you know, there's the Earth way
it's,
over there.
Yeah. It's the Matt Damon movie, The Martian.
Yes. Yes. We've mastered that. Mm-hmm. And we take all of those applications and fuel that we mine and we move along to Mars. That's the goal.
I feel like I'm in Space Mountain at the end where you come off and you're going past all of these like lunar buildings.
Right?
And so, all right, Beth Mund, who's nerding out with me during the Talk Nerdy to Me segment. We are talking about space, Apollo 11. We are going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to ask your opinion on the Apollo 11 50th anniversary.
Okay.
If this was driven by the public and by CNN who was doing this, or if NASA was maybe puppet mastering a little bit of a public relations, like, you should love us because we want to do this again. That's going to be next. Hannah Stanley here on WGN Radio with Beth Mund right after this.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes. And if that happened, you talk to Beth Mund. Hannah Stanley here. This is the Talk Nerdy to Me segment, which is always two segments. But we are talking with Beth Mund, former NASA employee, Casual Space podcast host,
yes,
and creator, and resident Hannah Stanley, WGN space expert.
Thank you.
Yes, it's official. So when things went wrong,
yes,
people talk to you.
Things so, like, did go wrong.
Were you there when Columbia, when that tragedy occurred?
I was. Okay. As a matter of fact, and it was a Saturday. It was a gorgeous Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I was actually off. When you work a mission, you work the full mission. You don't get a day off because most at the time shuttle missions were anywhere between 10 to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you worked that whole time. It doesn't mean you didn't have a sandwich and go to bed and have some rest. It just meant you worked a full, maybe like 10-hour shift and plus. That's the NASA way. You mm-hmm. had a mission that was
all hands on deck.
All hands
on deck.
It's
very military.
It is. Yeah. And yet you wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. You were the best and you were excited and you were excited for them, the crew, the science, the things you knew that were coming back. And all of it was a big mission you were part of. So mm-hmm. you didn't want to let anyone down. So you were always there in support, in spirit, and doing your best work. We all did. We all did. And so on that fateful day, it was a Saturday, I was just off and they gained an extra day because they were originally scheduled to come home on Friday. Weather at the Cape would not allow it, so they enjoyed an extra day in space.
Mm-hmm.
And so the window pushed to Saturday, so most people were like, yay, I'm off, great. So I took that Saturday morning, it was around 8 o'clock, and I stepped between inside my apartment and outside looking at the sky, and inside my apartment looking at NASA TV, which broadcasts live mm-hmm. always the missions. And on NASA TV, I could see the radar and I could see mission control and I could see what's called the flight director.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person at NASA, including myself, gets a binder.
Mm-hmm.
Your binder is your contingency plan. It's the roles and responsibilities of what you do. Everyone, every single person at NASA gets this binder and it's specifically detailed for you.
God, this is something I would so enjoy.
You would get a binder.
I would get a
you'd
binder.
Get a binder. You'd get
a binder. I would read everybody's binder. Yes.
And so you're given this binder. And on that day, I saw, as I was waiting for the sonic boom, because mm-hmm. they were going to re-enter
Come
the Earth's
through.
Atmosphere
mm-hmm.
and go across Texas to land at the Kennedy Space Center at Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were coming across, we would hear them re-enter the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So I'm outside waiting for that, listening and hearing, and I'm inside watching mission control.
And you're seeing binders.
And I saw the mission director, the flight director, pull his contingency binder out. And it was almost as if I just knew what to do. I knew where to be. I got in my car. Usually it took me about 14 minutes to get to campus. It
Not
took
that
me
day.
Seven that day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember sleeping, eating. I don't remember any conversations I had. I just remember walking in and seeing the newsroom of TV panels like here and seeing the same thing all of you saw
mm-hmm.
that we had lost the shuttle.
A crew. Yeah.
And the phone rang and my work didn't really ever end because the public needed to know and we didn't have the answers. I was at the Johnson Space Center. It's not like we had anything different than Washington or JPL or any other center. There's 10 NASA centers across the United States. But people called us. We were the home of human spaceflight.
Houston, we had a problem.
And we had to answer for that. And I did my best on that day. And the most important thing I had to tell people, unfortunately, even though we had very little information, we were seeing it real time as you were as well. Mm-hmm. And I just told the public what I had learned in the binder. You just go through and work it.
This
the way
is our protocol.
Mm-hmm. Do not touch anything. This is going to be super important for our investigation, and we need to see everything the best. Just don't touch it. Don't meddle with it. It's also probably potentially contaminated with hazardous material because we did just launch. Mm-hmm. Just leave it. And the world was at our doorstep.
Yeah, I remember Rokan, who's on this radio station, he and I were at a different radio station when this occurred. And Nacogdoches, which I have family in Nacogdoches, gosh, Texas. And that was a thing because they were the students at Stephen F. Austin were out looking.
Yeah.
They were trying to help in whatever manner they could. It was all over. That town specifically is where it kind of reentered. Tough moment for you guys. I can still hear it in your voice.
Tough for the nation.
Yes.
Tough for the people of Nacogdoches.
Yes.
Tough for the NASA family. We were family. We saw them in the hallway. They were my colleagues and peers. And you know what? We still celebrate them in many ways. Flight continues. Their successes continue. Do you know that Elon Ramon, the first Israeli astronaut, was part of that crew? And his science continues today as far as atmospheric weather and the science studies that he brought back for us. So in many ways, we are still honoring them appropriately.
So good to know. We've got like a minute and a half left.
Oh, gosh.
I know. So Mission Control, there's a couple of things. I went to Johnson Space Center when I was a kid.
Yay.
With my dad and I believe my grandfather. Although really that part of the memory is eclipsed by the fact that there were like really cool things. I was like, that's a moon rock. but it was before people realized, it was before NASA realized that people cared about this come see.
Yes.
So there were rockets on display and they were like, and this is Mission Control. And I literally walked in, I was like 8 and I was like, this is not Mission Control. This is so tiny. And I had watched every launch that I could possibly watch. And they shoot it on like a big wide lens camera. And so everybody thought it was like 3 times bigger than it really is. But they've redone it, you said.
Oh, yes. So you probably saw Shuttle Mission Control.
Yes.
There's an Apollo Historic Landmark Mission Control that has been fully restored, and it's definitely worth checking out if you're ever in Houston. And then we have International Space Station Mission Control. So there's many. And did you know there's mission control rooms behind the mission control rooms that you're seeing?
No, that's the kind of stuff I wanted to know. What's interesting is now when you go to either Kennedy or Houston, to Johnson Space Center, you are on trams. It's very secure.
You're behind the glass.
You're within groups. When I was a little kid, there were like painted lines on the sidewalk and they were like, just follow the blue lines, you'll be fine. And there were literally signs that said, please be respectful, no entry unless classified clearance. And we were like, okay.
Did you sneak in?
No.
Oh.
No, but there's, you know, like astronauts walking past us and high-ranking Air Force officials. And I was like, this is really cool. But
you
no,
could have totally
I didn't.
Played that. Your dad should have been like, Hannah's here to learn about space, Mr. Astronaut. Can she go to lunch with you? They would have loved to see you.
Devil. All right. So Beth Mund, Casual Space Podcast. Yes. You're more than welcome to hang out, but we have to get to this break. But again, we will have you on again. Thank you so much for talking nerdy to me. But we have to talk about the space station at some point in the future.
Let's do it.
Hannah Stanley, WGN Radio. I wanted to tell you guys, and Beth Mund hung around with me, because you have gathered, you've curated a list of ways that we locally can celebrate the Apollo 11.
Many great ways.
Okay.
So you just go and find Casual Space on Facebook.
Yes.
And you will see post after post from the Adler Planetarium, things that are happening tonight, tomorrow, all through the weekend. There's things in the burbs that I've posted as well. So if you live in the greater Chicagoland area, check it out.
You've got them covered.
And even if you don't see what you want to see in your local area, your planetariums, your local community colleges, there's observatories, you can throw a rock and there will be a 50th anniversary celebration happening. And I strongly suggest
you do. And if there isn't, you should have one.
Let's have one. All right.
So go to Beth's Facebook page, Casual Space. I will post a link to her page. So that will be on there as well. And that's Hannah Stanley.